Why am I drawing a blank? I never draw a blank for these openers. And we have our show opener. There are times in life where a song turns you into a giant bobblehead. You know what I'm talking about? Like you're sitting there and you're listening to the song and you just start moving to the beat like the guys on the Night at the Roxbury, moving with the beat and enjoying it. And that's what constitutes a good song. The ones that can't help you, can't keep you from just moving around. You can't help yourself. And my good friend, Phil Anderson, and I, Chris Cochran, every week endeavor to bring you a song like that that'll get your head bobbing, your feet moving, and your mouth closed while you listen. Good day to you, my friend Phil.
How's it going? Hey.
Good.
By the way, are you expecting one of those songs today?
I am expecting one of those songs today, one that just gets me moving.
Well, let me go pick another song out then, because this ain't it.
That's true. Welcome to the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast. And if you've never listened to our show before, we try to bring a song every week that the other one has never heard and that we think the majority of people have never heard, and talk about why it's such a great song and why we think it maybe wasn't a bigger song in the repertoire of other people. And today, Phil Anderson is bringing us a song he believes to be one of the greatest songs that you have never heard. I've never heard it. I don't even get, haven't looked at the lyrics yet. I'll get the lyrics in a minute when he starts the songs. But Phil, first off, how are you today?
You know, I'm always living the dream. Always. You know, when you weren't feeling very well, almost a month ago, and we're like, even as bad as I feel, I never wake up like I just roll over and put the covers over.
That's true.
So that's pretty good. I think that the only time I was ever that way was when I had COVID and I was like, oh my God, it's everything just to roll over. But that was then, this is now, and way, way in the rearview mirror.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Occasionally have that recovering bouts. No, just joking. Anyway, so things are going great. Love it that it's spring. I love it that the sun's out. Man, leaves are popping on the trees. And so with all of that funness, I'm going to go a little introspective today, a little bit more reflective.
Isn't your motto, sun's out, buns out?
It had been in the past until I don't know if you ever laid out in the sun completely stark naked, but you know, your butt doesn't get used to the sun. So even 10 minutes, oh boy. Yeah. I actually burned my butt one year and went to a family party. My sister found out about it and she says, Phil, how's it going? Slap on the butt.
The 70s were a great time.
I just started talking to her again about a week and a half ago. So,
awesome. Tell us a little bit about your song today, Phil, since we've talked about your burned buns.
Yes, I think we have your title. Song is, like I said, it's very reflective. I don't even remember when I heard it first, but I've been a big fan of the song and this artist for a while. And actually, without further ado, I think I'm just going to hit play.
It's a white man's racism that made him that way. 'Cause the bully is the victim, they say. By some sense, they're all the same. 'Cause the line between wrong and right is the width of a thread. From a spider's web, the piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors in your mind. are black and white, but they sound like a million colors in your mind. Should we act or not play? Or should we chase the moments away? Should we
That is, makes me just want to lean in. It's so good. Such a great song.
I just need to.
Just kidding.
Well, we'll see you next week.
No. I like this song a lot. Talk about introspective. Phil, this is the deepest song you may have ever brought to the
table. Possibly, yeah. It's not one of my favorite types of songs in a sense, but because I like to consider myself a positive person, and sometimes these songs can get down in deep and really get you thinking. And I think this is one of those.
Oh, that just made me think of, I just had to add something to my list because you made me think of another greatest song no one's ever heard. I really liked this song a lot. The piano in it is great.
Simple.
It's simple. Her voice is fantastic. She's a great singer. She sounds British to me, so I'm going to guess that she's a British singer. But I love even the content of it is very, it makes you think a little bit. You know what I mean? And I like that a lot. The only part I didn't love about it was the reverb they used on her voice, which was really popular in that time frame to use that kind of a...
What time frame are you thinking?
My gut says 2010-ish time frame.
Interesting.
My guess would be the song is called I don't know.
I can tell you a lot of thought in it.
The only thing I
don't overthink it.
A Million Colors.
Spider's web. Yeah, the artist's name is Katie Malua. And the album was Piece by Piece in 2005. So, yeah, this was written during the Iraq War lead up. And with all crap that's going on in the world these days, you know, there's sometimes just need to be reflective on this sort of thing and kind of stop blaming, even though there's plenty of blame to go around. Mm-hmm. But if we just work on solutions rather than why people think certain things, in my opinion. But that first line of this song,
yeah.
If a black man is racist, is it okay? If it's the white man's racism that made him that way? I mean, the key word there is if, right?
Right.
There's so many things about this song that make you really think. But that first line, I think, is like, man. Now, I'm not sure I agree that the line between wrong and right is like super thin, in my opinion. It's either wrong or right, but sometimes it can be that close, I guess. I don't know. It's just,
It's a fun song in an intellectual sort of way. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And what's her name?
Katie Malua.
Katie Malua. And you don't know where you heard this song.
I can't remember where I first heard it. It was probably early days of Spotify. But yeah, it's a 2005 song. She had some success with her debut album called Call Off the Search in 2003. Check this out. She holds the Guinness Book of World Record for the deepest underwater concert.
That's like my wife always makes fun of me for watching baseball, because she's like, they're just making up stats. At some point, they're like, for the first time on a Tuesday in July, you know, and they get these super obscure stats. And so that sounds like one of those obscure stats. Deepest underwater concert.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit more about that, because I think that's fascinating. She's known for her rich vocals, captivating stage presence. She blends pop, jazz, folk influences. But yeah, in 2006, October 10th, she was North Sea off the coast of Bergen, Norway. You've been up in that neck of the woods not too long ago. But the venue was the Leg of a Troll, which is an oil platform, specifically a hollow concrete shaft used for support. She did this concert 1,000 feet underwater.
Wow.
Which is kind of interesting. Now, the primary audience of that concert consisted of offshore oil rig staff, along with, it's probably like 10. But anyway, there's a little bit about that. I think that's kind of almost a minutia thing, but that's what you kind of expect at the greatest song you never heard, that you bring a little bit more than just the song.
That is true. That is true.
This song is supposed to be a metaphor that represents the war's complexities, which, you know, again, we're going through a bunch of strife in this world right now that we would be best served to get out of that.
If they were simple solutions, we would have done it by now.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I got this week. It's not going to be one of those that get you like the bobble hip doll. By the way, when you're explaining that, I almost sprained my neck because I was doing that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Just us getting old, Phil.
Thank you.
I remember in my day.
I said us there.
So. Okay. You know, like there's a 38 years separation between you and me. So
that is true. Why don't you tell people where they can find us if you can get your reading glasses on?
Oh, my glasses are on. By the way, okay. We're not 38 years separated. Riley, I want you to know that I know you don't know this song. And if you do know Katie Malua, that would be fantastic. And she is British, by the way. So you did mention that. So on X Twitter, we are GSYNH Podcast. On Facebook, The Greatest Song You Never Heard. Of course, we have the greatestsongyouneverheard.com website. Mm-hmm. If you want to find us on Instagram, you'll be looking for a long time, because we're not there and we won't be there. There's no reason for us to be there, to be honest.
No, we don't take pictures of anything.
Nope. And we can't be on YouTube because none of these episodes would exist. They would get banned because of the copyright infringement, even though these are songs we're trying to get people over to listen to the artists. So how much money have we made off this?
Zero. Zero. We haven't even gotten a quarter out of this.
I believe we've actually made three times that amount. It's not something we are doing for, there's no sponsors. We have just the love of music trying to push songs. It's kind of like on the wine podcast, we want people to try new wines. We want people to listen to different songs.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Put your prejudice.
I'm getting off my.
And listen to some thank new you.
Music. I'm going to go ahead and get off my soapbox right now.
Thank you for that. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye to our listeners. We will see you, hear you, touch you, feel you next week. on another episode of the Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast.